Tori, what is your perspective about this end of the game? I mean, we should have maybe have a different, completely different scenario with a 3-0 lead, but you guys, for some reason, blew this lead away. What is your perspective out there?
I mean, you gotta take it as a learning experience, I guess. I mean, going into this part of our schedule and going into playoff games, like we gotta learn how to finish close games out. I mean, giving up 4 goals in the third, it's unacceptable. So we're gonna learn from it, and we gotta be a lot better in the third periods.
I really think that you guys really improved on this side of things to close things out. You were able to do it last night. Did you feel that they were really pushing, or it happened so quickly that you couldn't recover with that push from their side?
I mean, yeah, they're coming hard, but I think we were in a fine place, and then they scored 2 or 3 just quick ones, and the momentum really shifted there, and we didn't do a great job of turning the momentum, but we've done it in the past of closing games out, and I think we just gotta take this one. We gotta learn from it and keep going forward here, and not let it knock off any of our momentum that we have going right now.
You're really on a good roll right now with another 2-pointer tonight. Since January 19, I don't know if you've seen your record, but it's pretty impressive. Plus and minus, you're one of the best defensemen in the league right now. To elevate your play and having that kind of pillar role defensively must feel really nice for you.
Yep, it feels really good. I mean, I think I'm just building off the confidence that I have. I mean, I'm getting good feedback, and they're just telling me to keep going and keep playing the way I am, and just kind of trying to build every day and get better and keep it going.
Is there somewhere down the road, the last couple of weeks, or maybe a month ago, that things seem to really click for you offensively, maybe jumping in the rush, having some chances, trying to shoot the puck more to the net, and you've been rewarded for it?
Yeah, I don't really have a good answer for that. I mean, I think I call myself just not shooting the puck at all and kind of passing it more or just throwing it back. So it's just putting an emphasis on just if I got a lane to put it to the net, and good things happen when you shoot the puck. So I think I'm getting lucky right now, and I'm just going to keep throwing pucks to the net and see what happens.
Chris.
And how has you been playing with Sami Niku as of late? How has he contributed to your success?
I mean, he's been good. I mean, he's an easy player to play with. You know that he's going to play offense. He's a dynamic offensive defenseman, and I'm going to cover for him. But I mean, I think our communication and relationship has grown over the past week or so, and I think it's getting a lot better, and I think we're both comfortable playing with each other right now.